During his UN visit last month, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad met with a group of anti-Zionist Hasidic rabbis. These rabbis call themselves Netora Karta, a Babylonian Aramaic name which means guardians of the wall. After the opening greetings, salutations, and kisses, the rabbinic delegation led by Rabbi David Weiss offered up praises to Ahmadinejad, saying, "We laud your excellency for understanding the difference between Judaism and Zionism, between good and evil." Well, I agree, but only in part. First of all, Ahmadinejad never said that Israel must be wiped off the map. In his 2005 World Without Zionism speech, Ahmadinejad actually said, quote, "Israel is an unnatural creature. It will not survive," unquote. But the Jewish-owned mainstream media distorted his words and have spread the wiping Israel off the map lie ever since. Even Israeli intelligence minister Dan Meridor was recently cornered into admitting that it's all one big lie.
Now, this idea that Iran wants to wipe Israel out, now that's a common trope. But as we know, Ahmadinejad didn't say that he plans to exterminate Israel.
Israel is an unnatural creature. It will not survive. They didn't say we'll wipe it out, you're right.
Second of all, having grown up as a Jew, Jewish acquaintances of mine from Iran have told me that there's no persecution. Jews in Iran are free to run their shops and to pray in their synagogues. Now, though I agree with the rabbis that Zionism is bad, I can't agree with them that Judaism is good. Let's first take a look at Rabbi David Weiss's own explanation of Netora Karta's mission and cause.
Today on Talk to Al Jazeera, Rabbi David Weiss explains why Zionism and Judaism are not necessarily the same thing.
Zionism is a new movement, a relatively new movement, a transformation from the religion into a base, materialistic, nationalistic movement to have a piece of land which is forbidden.
True enough. But what the rabbi doesn't say is that their Talmud teaches that Israel will indeed become a state when their Messiah comes, setting up his kingdom in Jerusalem and giving the Jewish rabbis global rule over the Goyim. And who will their Messiah be? The Antichrist, who the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew. You see, these rabbis, remarkable, yes, for repudiating Zionism, still reject the true Jewish Messiah of Israel, Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, who in his role as the Messiah came to conquer death through his death and resurrection. So what's so good about Judaism? Nothing. It's bankrupt. It's a religion of death that denies the Messiahship and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Last August, some 90,000 rabbis packed MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to celebrate their Talmud, their holy book, which blasphemes the Lord Jesus Christ.
For the past 7 years and 5 months, Orthodox Jews from around the world have been committed to reading one page of the Talmud every day. Here in the U.S. state of New Jersey, an astonishing 90,000 have squeezed into this stadium to celebrate the latest completion of this cycle.
This five-hour celebration of the Siyum HaShas was both a serious and joyful event, with rabbis from around the world leading prayers and giving speeches. Upon completion of the ceremonial reading of the final page of the Talmud, the stadium erupted in singing and dancing to mark the completion of the 12th cycle of Daf Yomi.
Apparently, these rabbis would agree with Netora Karta's anti-Zionist stand while awaiting their false Messiah, the Antichrist. All that glitters is not gold. Pretty flowers still wilt in the cold. The enemies of my enemy, rabbis against Zionism, are really not my friends at all.